Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Today.
Ways to actually market something is to say, hey, see one, do one. And what I did see one, do one years ago when the power went out and I was feeling basically insomnia when in 2011 November when they put a smart meter on my house, I said, what the hell's going on? And then I found out the power company, San Diego Gas and Electric, had slapped a smart meter about maybe 10 feet from where I'm sitting at my desk in my studio, which is a customized build-out of a studio in part of a three-part garage, which has got a concrete wall, but on the other side of that is the power conversion monitor. And without my permission, they put the damn thing on there. And by the way, I checked the federal law. There is no federal law permitting power corporations to put them on your home. It's supposed to be an opt-in, not an opt-out. And I got bad insomnia, so I contacted Les EMF, and they said, oh, get this meter and find out how often it's flashing. And, of course, they talked to the company. Oh, it only does it a few times a day. I said, you're liars, and I have a machine here from Germany, and it tells me that I'm getting a surge of power over 2,000 microwatts per square meter every 4 to 7 seconds. And I said, I'm taking the damn thing off, and I have an electrician that's doing it. And I said, if you come out to do it, I said, I'm coming armed and dangerous. Now, people say, Dr. Deagle, you shouldn't say that. You're a doctor. You don't want to harm anybody. No, I don't, but I want to make sure that people don't take me seriously. You don't put me into danger with electromagnetic pollution that makes my insomnia, which is not good anyway, being horrendous. Now, by the way, it came back fantastically healed, not only with my nutriments, but also with the use of my Red Deer Velvet DR. So I got to tell you, I took that meter off. It's gone. I have stetsurizers all over my house to grab the low-frequency pollution. I just got a special mask to put on my custom tower when I get my computer back next week that'll block the electrical radiation that's made and has Velcro snaps to hold it all together that blocks the radiation and brings the electrical pollution to ground. I'm rocking and rolling. I got my headset last week, which I have right in front of me. It's one of these no-radiation headsets that has little air tubes that run up to your ears so you don't have wires running radiation directly from your cell phone or your iPad or your computer directly into your brain. Duh. I mean, it's so simple, isn't it? Why pollute yourself? Why try to see if your tissues can tolerate it? In fact, there's a number of expert scientists that have done electron microscopy and other tissue studies and so on, or thermography, and although only about 35 to 40% of people are, quote, functionally having symptoms that they're electrically sensitive, 100% of all living things show cellular changes on microscopy that shows they're toxically affected by pollution. Not good, is it?
Not at all.
In fact, it's one of the major causes of colony collapse disorder, which is where, where are the bees? And I think Einstein made the statement, or at least it was attributed to him, that when the bees go, human beings have got 4 years. Well, the bees are going. Okay, so not good. And there's four reasons for it. The top reason is electropollution. The next reason is nicotine pesticides they use that actually are cause Beheimer's disease. The third reason is trucking them all over the country and exposing them to pollution. If you have these little hives that you actually truck through highways where they get exposed to trimethyl and hydride diesel fuel exhaust, etc. And the fourth reason is the lack of nutrition in the food. If you have demineralized sources of food for these bees, they're not going to be very healthy bees. But the biggest cause is actually electropollution. And now they're planning on putting 5G network everywhere. In fact, they want forward-thinking mayors in Sacramento, Boston, and Los Angeles. So they can eventually have skyways where actually you can have a remote vehicle that doesn't have a pilot. You hop in the damn thing in your front yard and it can fly you to your destination maybe 100 miles away at real high speeds through a skyway because it continuously monitors digital highway in the sky. Or deliver something like Amazon delivering packages literally to your front doorstep, no kidding. Or groceries. This is the kind of nuts cyber world we're moving into, which is beyond just the Jetsons of the old comics that we used 20 and 30 years ago. This is Jetsons turned into the Matrix. And the problem is these electropollutions are directly toxic to your DNA. And what they do is they shut down the communication between your telomere and your ion channels that actually transcribe messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. Not good. Now, if you think that, oh, my doctor or my physicist knows better than Dr. Deagle, I will do mixed mental martial arts. And you don't find knuckleheads stupid enough to come on the air and argue with me because I'm going to turn you into an intellectual pretzel. I'm not pleasant. And now people say, last week, in fact, we were on the show with Josh Bernstein. I said, look, anybody can protest anything. I'll dialogue with anybody. They can call in if they're decent and they're not going to do ad hominem attacks and they want to use real arguments. I'll talk about anything. But don't threaten Deagle. There's a dark side to Deagle you do not want to see. And one of them is I had to actually threaten the lawyer for the Power Corporation and the staff were saying, well, you're just talking about delaying the meter. I said, you must have missed that class in school in grade 2 or 3 of the word never. You never word the word never. Never will you ever put a meter on my house. If I have to come out armed and dangerous, I will. And then I got a threat from the lawyer and I said, I'm going to sue you and I'm going to sue your company into bankruptcy. And then they stopped. They realized Deagle was serious. And you need to take it that way. Do you know that in Saskatchewan, they actually found that these smart meters actually cause power surges that cause wires in your home to burn and actually set fires in your house and your business? Did you know that? They're outlawed in Saskatchewan because they had enough smart engineers and they didn't have enough corrupt government to actually force down their throat these toxic smart meters. Is that crazy or what? What do you think, John?
Well, I think we're going to need some much, much wider awareness and real shielding in here.
Oh, yeah, and the thing is, it's getting worse. I mean, they want 5G network everywhere, and they want it so that they can create the 5G world, if you want to call it, continuous programming with no dead spots. And now they've done new studies, and, hey, don't worry about foliage. It goes right through that. Don't worry about 500 feet. We can go 2,000 feet. Pretty soon it'll be 3,000 feet. So these things don't need to be very far apart. And they can have forward-looking antenna systems that can see up to 100 miles away. So, you know, what are you going to do when literally the Jetsons is you got some kind of remote non-vehicle that lands in somebody's yard and is flying at a high speed and somebody presses the wrong key and 100 of these vehicles fall to the ground and crash into each other? What are you going to do? Man, it's going to be a mess. Body parts everywhere. Or food everywhere. Or stuff flying over your roof. I mean, monitoring. Do you know that people say, oh, you can't monitor everything? Look. Terahertz waves, which are the same waves they have in these airports, can look sideways up to 500 meters in through the side of your vehicle and tell from your bone terahertz signature who's in which seat in the vehicle while you're driving at 72 miles an hour on the freeway. Did you know that? That they can look at the terahertz signature of your bones and tell who you are. It's more accurate long distance to look at your bone signature than even your iris or retinal scan of your fingerprints. Did you know that? That's weird, hey?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's freaky. That's like, holy Christ. And people say, Dr. Deagle, can you vet that? I said, look, a lot of stuff I know is classified. You're never going to know what I know. But take it to the bank. A lot of stuff I said years ago, people say, oh, he's just a nutball. He's another right-wing nut who thinks he knows everything. I think, you know what? I know stuff. I won't talk about stuff unless I know it. Let me tell you, it's a lot scarier than what people think. I mean, do you know 2 years from now their national ID is coming? 2020 ID. That involves chipping all of us. That involves vaccines of dozens. They already have in the pipeline up to 271 vaccines for adults alone, not including children. That involves genetically changing our food supply dramatically to reduce carbon credits, believe it or not. That involves tracking us in a matrix where 5G is tied directly to it. And it's not only toxic to our DNA, it's toxic to us being able to make decisions. And they're already telling us, the cell phone companies, 5 to 7 years from now, they're going to hack into your consciousness. So they won't even need eyeballs or ears for you to hear or see. They'll hack directly into your consciousness, so you'll have bidirectional access to information through the supernet. People say, oh, no, they won't do that. I said, you know what? You're an idiot, and you're going to die an idiot. Because it's called the Darwin effect, okay? Now you might say, Dr. Deagle's wishing I die. No, I don't. I wish you wake up. I don't wish anybody to die. And I certainly don't wish anybody harm either. But I want you to realize I know stuff and you don't. You might think you do, and you're like Hansel and Gretel laying little crumbs trying to get back to Grandma's house. You don't realize the wolf loves crumbs. What do you think of that? And the wolf's about to eat you after he eats all the crumbs. And the wolf is power corporations, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all these companies that are going to having a heyday say, hey, they don't have anybody. You know that Ole Johansson that started all this back 45 years ago at the Karolinska Institute, he lost his laboratory and his designation by the Karolinska Institute just in the last few months. They persecuted him and defrocked him, even though he was the one who started all the thing about electropollution. Ole Johansson, my old buddy. So my latest journey is you need to block electrical pollution, electromagnetic pollution. I mean, one of the things that I find most shocking is whether it's these RVs, like, you know, extreme RV. I'd like to show on TV, because someday if I thought I could do the show on the road, I'd get a satellite link and do the show on the road. Maybe you rent a vehicle for a month or so and just go on the road and visit different places, say here in California or the West. But every one of these damn RVs, these extreme RVs, they've got these induction heating units. Yeah. Look, we got the latest induction heating unit. Well, I think I got one about 4 years ago. Thought I got all talked up by everybody. Oh, get one. And they're really expensive. They got to be good. And all of a sudden, I was not feeling good when I was in the kitchen. I said, there's something wrong here. I'm electrosensitive. So I decided to get the equipment from you guys and actually aim it at the when it was turned off, and it was, you turn on the audio channel so you can hear it screaming, and say, you know what it should say? You know, I thought this is funny. When you have your little meters, it should have little quips in it, like, this is hot, or you're going to die. as soon as you go near it, it goes, you're going to die, you're going to die! It should say a little phrase or something. So I'm there, and I turn it on, and I'm walking around the door, and we've got a giant kitchen. It could be like a professional kitchen in a restaurant. It's like, you know, 30 feet by 20 feet or whatever is giant. And I walk in there, and this induction cooktop is a big sucker in the middle of our island in the center of the kitchen, and it was screaming at me, and I'm thinking it could have said, you're going to die, Deagle. Don't worry. It's not a bullet. It's electromagnetic pollution, and we're not even on. The damn thing wasn't even turned on. It was screaming at me. So what do you do to convince people? Or they think, well, my microwave's got it. It's a brand new microwave. It's not screaming. Turn it on and walk away 10 or 15 feet and turn on your gigahertz solution or something. It's like, you're not the only thing cooking in the microwave. You're cooking too. Have a nice day. It's wild, isn't it? It actually has a little phrase, you're cooking too. You're cooking too. You're cooking too. You turn on the meter and that's what it would say in the phrase. What do you think?
That'd be a good one.
You know, in other words, add a little comedy, sarcastic skit a function on your meter so you play a little phrase, and the phrase would get more and more extreme or a higher pitch when you got into a really, really dangerous area, you know. Now you're going to die. Now you're going to die. Now you're hot. How do you feel to being a beaker frog? Do you like being a beaker frog? That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now talk to Emil and say, listen, if you could work on an app that could work on these meters, wouldn't it be funny in a few years you could have a little app you just turn on, you can select which sets of phrases you want to have when the meter goes crazy, and it would go through the different phrases? That would be funny, hey?
Yeah.
Because people don't get it, you see. Because we were built pre-industrial electromagnetic age, the only electricity we have is the, you know, the hot air from, you know, lightning strikes, or when the ionosphere changes because weather systems move in and out. Beyond that, we never had electro pollution before, did we?
That we did not.
In fact, Dr. Sam Milford, who we've had on the show many times, I want to get him back on, he's very busy, He's an old guy, I think in the 70s now, but he's been doing this for about 45 years. He'll take his oscilloscopes and all his fancy stuff, and he can even tack that some of the electro pollution is coming through the magnetite in the soil and your ground, not just through your wires, but from the groundwater coming into your home. And he can tell you why you're being cooked. And they can measure it. Well, I can measure actually the biological effects, but I can measure the quantum frequencies in your body with the Keithley Enterprises microcircuit analyzer, spectralizer in picovolts and microamps. I was playing around with this 20 years ago, and I realized our body's based on what's called hierarchical quantum microcircuits. And you can actually do a spectral analysis of them, which makes you exist because it condenses these frequencies and information into cells and tissues, organelles called a person. You're condensed information. Isn't that interesting? And when you jam that information, your genes can't be expressed, your proteins can't exist, your enzymes don't operate properly, and your body starts to liquefy, just like that crazy B-movie Mars Attacks, you know, where they turn people's brains into a gelatinous greenish gel that they sucked out of their brains. I have a feeling we're getting close to the Mars Attacks in reality, aren't we? With 5G networks. And they put 12,000 above the air, and we have 5G everywhere, and they have forward-thinking mayors. Like, they always have these funny terms for resilient cities in the United Nations. Forward-thinking is, we should just convert these terms. Forward-thinking is mass graves and genocide. Let's just change the words. Forward-thinking means a mayor that believes in genocide with 5G network. What do you think? Forward-thinking means...
it up there.
Forward-thinking means if somebody makes a few keystrokes, 1,000 people flying in these autonomous vehicles are over the city of Los Angeles would all of a sudden crash because the Skyway, which would be a digital 5G highway, wouldn't have any pilots, and they just crash into each other, and they die smashing into each other with body parts everywhere. Or they would start to all of a sudden, their tissues couldn't talk to each other, and they wonder, why are we getting all these weird diseases, like weird fungal skin diseases and blindness and dementia, and all of a sudden people's IQs are dropping, and you can't even have children anymore because you got to deliver your gametes to a laboratory for them to try to combine it and make a fetus in the laboratory. You say, why is all that happening? Because you are dummies. You know, Einstein had a very interesting comment. He said, genius is quantifiable, stupidity is limitless. And the start of stupidity is unwillingness to ask tough questions to make you feel stupid. I don't mind feeling stupid. I do stupid stuff all the time. I'm a social idiot. I even have too big a mouth. I say, you know, I just say my mind if people are wanting to physically attack me. It's not going to be a good day for you. I tell them, you can protest all you want. I'll dialogue with anybody. I want you to dialogue and protest. But don't get in my face and don't threaten me. The same way I tell people, don't let some smart meter be on your home because you're going to get cooked. Don't get an induction cooktop because it's not just cooking the food, it's cooking you. You know? That induction cooktop is really close to your ovaries, ladies, and your testicles, guys. Not good. That cell phone, if you want to see lateralizing arm-dominant cancers, it's 300% more likely to get a cancer on the side where you're holding a cell phone on the side of your head. So why don't you use our radiation-free headsets? You can get less EMF, right?
That's right.
I mean, this is, you know, this does not require a lot of brain power. It means ask a few questions to realize you're really stupid. And then realizing you got to do something about it. You know, whether it's right now starting a dialogue with the Uber left that really I think are geopolitically suicidal because I can't see anybody just, you know, saying that they want to get rid of ICE or borders. Well, it's also the same as stupidity as Donald Trump was obviously not informed, allowing 5G networks to be set up all across America January 8th this year, signed a document to allow it. Obviously, he doesn't know anything. You know, I give him credit when he does good things. When he does stupid things, I'm gonna bash him. He's an idiot. Like almost all the idiots out there in politics, which is basically many bloodsuckers. I mean, they don't know anything, but they want to rule over us, right?
Yeah, that's about sums that up.
Yeah, and so then people say, well, you're a conservative, you're this. I said, I'm a common sense person. If somebody wants something like national health care, I want it so that the government doesn't control it and tell me so many hundreds of vaccines and toxic food and other things I have to do that will kill me, or when they do get me sick enough, if I'm old enough, they pull the plug and say, well, man, it's too expensive to keep your carcass alive. Somebody's 5 years younger, we're going to treat him, but you're dead. You know? We got to be responsible ourselves. We got to realize the pathway to wisdom is to swim in the cesspool of stupid. Ask questions and find out you are being fried in your home or your business. You need to stop it. You need the meters. You need the blocking technology today. Back to the Nutramedical Report with Nutridyne chemist Tony. Tony, let's go ahead with your best questions. Go ahead.
Well, so I was wondering, you know, some women, they experience unwanted hair growth, you know, around their lip, maybe on their armpits or legs. And so I was wondering, what could that be due to? Is that hormones? And then how specifically can your atomic iodine, Nutridyne, help with that problem?
Well, firstly, when you're growing hair, you have to have an active hair follicle with the proper bionutrients. That's why things like our, for example, a lot of it's male hair growth pattern where you get senescence of the follicle, so you want to take our recidival hair tonic at least twice a day. But you also want to take things like our Collagen Max, Pro Collagen Nutrimeds, Royal Jelly, and then our Red Deer Velvet DR and Myco D2. You're trying to regenerate it, and when you add the Nutridyne, what you're doing is trying to increase the redox of the tissue so that you can actually have higher energy levels so the tissues have the energy to regenerate and create the structural proteins to create hair and regenerate it. So it's just one of the many nutraceuticals that's very important to maintain a high redox state and a high gene transcription state so the body can make the structural proteins and enzymes. So it's basically an orchestra of nutraceuticals, and Nutridyne is right up there near the top. It's not just one thing. You can't just take a Red Deer Velvet DR and things are going to all just happen. Or even use photochromic light therapy, which you can use on the scalp as frequency number 3 for neuroectoderm and eyes, ears, nose, and throats that are in peripheral and central nervous system. Use frequency number 3 on the lumen pads. You need to have the right minerals present, like Minerals Plus. You need to have all the things like Collagen Max and our other things, and the Nutridyne will just help. Okay, I hope that answers. Next question, go ahead.
Okay, and so I did want to bring up the point, like if women are experiencing unwanted hair growth, that could be due to a thyroid problem. Isn't that one of the symptoms, you know, amongst many of that?
Well, the most common thing isn't just thyroid. It's that their ovaries are making male hormone and their hair follicles start acting like they're turning male, and it causes the hair follicle to go into senescence. So if you measure, by the way, most people don't realize this, the sex drive in females comes from their adrenals, not their ovaries, unless they got polycystic ovarian disease where they're actually generating male hormone steroids. The sex drive in females is only from male hormone steroids, primarily from their adrenal glands. So if a woman has a normal sex drive, it's from their adrenals, not their ovaries, if they have healthy ovaries, unless they got PCOS, in which case their ovaries are going to generate male hormone.
So what's functioning improperly that's creating the excess male hormone production?
The metabolic pathways are actually making male hormone in the ovaries if they got PCOS. And in normal ovaries, they won't do that. It's your adrenal glands. Your sex drive in women totally comes from their adrenals in a normal healthy state.
And so how does the Nutridyne help fix that problem with the adrenals or...
Well, as I mentioned, you have to do it as an orchestra. It'll raise the energy level of the tissue, so it's most likely to regenerate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay, and so I had another question. So women get pap smears, you know, every once a year, and I was wondering if they have abnormal cervical cells and HPV, can supplementing with iodine help that particular thing?
Well, a lot of times periods can be due to iodine deficiency if you have a disjunctive period. Often hypothyroidism can be associated with abnormal short or long period cycles, so correcting your thyroid is an important factor. One person in 100 that has hypothyroidism actually has antithyroid antibodies with an elevated thyroid peroxidase, antimicrosomal antithyroid globulin. The other 99 actually have type 2 hypothyroidism, which is related to blood insulin elevations, glucagon elevations, and increase in muscular, skeletal muscular insulin resistance syndrome. because that's where it resides initially. So when that happens, you get elevated insulin, elevated glucagon from the pancreas as well, and elevated cortisol from the adrenal glands, and they all contribute to the polyhormone imbalances that cause all kinds of nasty things to happen, including Cushingoid syndrome, weight gain, depression, increased inflammation causing vascular disease and heart problems and hypertension, and eventually the inflammation can also cause osteopenia, osteoporosis. So they're all kind of linked together. So if your cycle's all screwed up, it's a polyhormone imbalance. So raising the redox of the tissues with the Neutrodyne is going to help that whole process by, you know, increasing your levels of T3 in the tissues, which locks onto the crystal galli of your mitochondria and uncouples oxidative phosphorylation to make ATP and NADH. So those molecules are not present. Your cells are aerobic, hypoxic, acidotic, and bioaccumulating biotoxins and stealth pathogens. So it's all linked together. You see that?
I see. So whenever you say the cycle, are you talking about the menstrual cycle?
Well, I didn't mention fibroid. I mentioned that your thyroid gland can screw up your menstrual cycle. If you're hypothyroid, yeah. Or if you've got thyroiditis, so you've got surges of thyroid combined with, you know, normal or low thyroid. Because you can go from hyper after virus to hypothyroid and eventually can return to normal, but it may take months or it may never return. There's a percentage of people with both viral thyroiditis that eventually will be develop permanent hypothyroidism because the gland burns out and doesn't completely come back to normal.
I see.
So the Neutrodyne will also stimulate the gland to regrow, too, you know, over a period of a year to a year and a half if you just take Neutrodyne. But if you take other things like our thyroid peptides, our Remdesivir Velvet, and other things to turn off the free radicals that cause the damage and reduce the cytokines with things like our Cell Defense Plus, you can speed the regenerative process dramatically with photochromic light therapy and these other layers of what I call therapy. So that's why people say, I've done everything I can for my wife or husband. No, I said there's more layers and more layers and more layers that increase the chances of a recovery. All the way up to things like Novastem stem cell transplants and epigenetic frequency therapy and mild hyperbaric oxygen. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. Neutrodyne is just one of those major first steps you do because right off the bat you want to restore people's mitochondria, and the Neutrodyne helps to with mitochondriogenesis to make new mitochondria.
Right.
Yeah. So next question. Go ahead. Next question.
Okay, so women who are taking or trying to get pregnant, is Neutrodyne something that can help, you know?
It'll increase the health of the ovaries, so it'll increase ovulation. Yeah, if your hypothyroid is, you're not going to ovulate properly.
And why is that?
Well, if you're hypothyroid, you don't ovulate. How's that? When you're not hypothyroid, you'll ovulate. You'll release ova. You have a fixed number of ova, and you have to actually go through a process for those ova to actually be released by the ovary into the abdominal cavity, and then they're caught by the fimbria of your fallopian tubes, and it's like they're washed down the fallopian tube, and then they're fertilized inside the body of the uterus. So if you don't through the ovulatory process because you're hypothyroid, you're not going to ovulate. You're not going to have any free ova to fertilize.
I see. So how did being hypothyroid, how does that make you not ovulate?
Because you don't ovulate if you're hypothyroid. You don't have enough energy to actually go through the ovulatory evolution of the ova to actually extrude. Because remember, it's the number of cell divisions that are required to make an ova. And if you don't have that ovulation process, you know, happening, and it happens in the 28-day cycle. If it's not happening at the end of your cycle period, and you don't release an ova, which is why you can get tubal pregnancies. If the ova that gets fertilized implants in the tube, you can get a tubal pregnancy, and it'll grow to a certain size depending on its blood supply, and then the baby, the embryo, will die. And you have to call it a baby because it's genetically distinct from the mother, so the lies that it's part of the mother's body is a full-faced, arrogant, biologically incorrect lie. It's separate genetically and distinctly. It's dependent on the mother. But if you could extract that fetus or embryo, in fact, I'm going to get Nick Loeb on the program, who literally fought with his girlfriend, Vergara, who was remarried to another guy, Nick Meganella, in Hollywood. But they created these embryo girls, and they actually gave them names, and were planning on putting them into a surrogate mama to deliver them, and they actually have property rights. Well, if you've got property rights, you're a human. That's the old thing in American law. If you can own something, you're a human. You're not a dog. You're not a tree. You're not a building. You're a person. Crazy, eh? And you don't ovulate without thyroid working. And your thyroid, most people, is failing because they don't have enough activated plasma iodine to stimulate mitochondrial genesis and to regenerate the gland to make T4 and T3. So, let me explain what happens in Nutridyne. Firstly, because it's a plasma form, it's a higher energy form than fluoride or chloride or bromide. So it displaces them. So it's the only form of iodine that can actually displace more electrophilic forms of halides. Halides, by the way, attached to various molecules, may form the basis for pesticides and for toxic chemicals that can cause DNA crosslinks. So it's very important to know this. The only way to halide detox is to use Nutridyne. And to use our other things like xenoestrogen detox and other things that allow to do methylation or other ways of getting rid of toxic chemicals like semethyl, xenoestrogen detox, and of course our life support that has methylation, glucuronidation, and sulfation pathway support. Phase 2 detox. So there's a lot more to this, isn't there? Now, Nutridyne not only creates new mitochondria by stimulating what's called mitochondriogenesis, it creates higher levels of ATP and NADH, which, by the way, is the sine qua non of a cell, whether it's young or old. So it's pretty important to understand this, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What do you think is happening when people get low energy states in a specific organ? What do you think happens? Let's say their kidney or their heart. Their heart muscle, their cardiomyocytes, what do you think happens?
Probably doesn't function correctly, starts to fail, starts putting stress on other parts.
Yeah.
Not too sure.
Well, what happens is basically when you have low energy, you're going to bioaccumulate radiotoxins, chemical toxins, stealth pathogens, and cytokines. Which means you're going to screw up your DNA and your transcription. You're going to lose structural proteins and enzymes. The Kmax of which is going to drop. You're going to get free radicals. They're going to cross-link proteins and disrupt enzymatic activity. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Now, yeah, go ahead.
Well, this was going to go a little different. I was going to ask because, nowadays, whenever I'm on social media, I see, like, a lot of memes. You know, those are people, like, say funny captions, but I see a lot of them that are always saying how tired people are and, that's unexplained fatigue. And, nowadays, I think the majority of America has thyroid problems. And so I was wondering how...
Well, there's two horses that pull the plow of life, I call it. The thyroid horse and the adrenal horse. Your thyroid's failing, your adrenal's failing, too. And the way to tell is the thyroid is to measure a first morning temperature and measures every 3 hours during the day, and to measure a free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, and a high-sensitivity TSH. If your reverse T3 is high, especially, you're going to be hypothyroid called type 2. If your T3 is low, you're just got straightforward type 1, especially if you've got anti-thyroglobulin antibodies, anti-microsomal antibodies are high levels of thyroid peroxidase, TPO. Now, the problem is that when your thyroid goes wonky, your adrenals get extra stressed. So if you have an abnormal diurnal pattern, the way to tell is saliva tests, 8 data points during the day of cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin. Now, I can do that test and send it to somebody on a consult, and they just collect their saliva and 8 time data points. And it'll tell me if their adrenals are screwed up, too, because people think it's just thyroid. If you're fatigued, you have to think of that. You also have to think what your neurotransmitter levels in your brain are. If your autonomic nervous system is thrown out of balance and your sympathetic dominant, you've got fight or flight going on, so you're constantly under stress condition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
And so, yeah, that does. And so if you're under a fight or flight, does that make your cortisol go up?
Yeah, your cortisol levels are high. And, of course, if you look at our society, we're high because we're exposed to scalar stress, so things like cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, and smart meters.
Mm-hmm.
We are exposed to toxic food that's mineral depleted. we're exposed to toxic living stress. I mean, if you live in a modern world where they have social media and everything, if you're just a normal person to ask questions, you're going to tick off somebody and they're going to try to you know, threaten you or delay blame on you, or you're living in a world that everything is like a dialectic of opposition, right? And civility and reasonable discussion is like out the window, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
It really is. And then, of course, they want to use physical threats. If they can't get their way, they'll say, well, I'll threaten you. And that's crazy because, you know, we're not that far along gone from what we call the aggressive elements of the animal kingdom, you know. Human beings are probably the most dangerous creature on Earth, more dangerous than insects or alligators or whatever, because you tick us off, we get pretty nasty. And, you know, especially self-preservation. And the problem is that the people, their front lobes are not working. If you're hypothyroid in your brain, and the Russians did a lot of research over the last half century plus, you're going to have basically dementia. Your front lobes are going to be turned off because the front lobe is very metabolically active. So is your eyeballs. They use a lot of, per gram of tissue, they use a lot of oxygen, a lot of fuel. If you look in your brain, do a quantitative electroencephalogram or SPECT blood flow scan or QEEG, and you try to look at the SPECT PET scan, if they got any frontal lobe activity, you go, the lights are off. That's not good. So if you wonder why somebody's acting really aggressive and they're a drug addict or a pimp or they're a violent criminal, if you did a quick scan, say, they don't have frontal lobes. No wonder their reptilian brain is working. They may be hypothyroid when they're a child. They get toxic vaccines, which damage neural pathways, and they're hypothyroid. You wouldn't believe how. And by the way, you can be hypothyroid and be skinny too. You don't have to just be quote fat and have myxedema where your skin feels like rubber. You know, yeah, a lot of people can be say, well, you can't be hypothyroid when you're skinny. I said that's not true. You can be hypothyroid and skinny and wasting away. A lot of senior citizens, they don't not only have growth hormone deficiency, they're hypothyroid. What percentage of senior citizens are diabetic, hypothyroid, and have what's called somatopause or no growth hormone at all, almost? Virtually all of them over age 75. Do you know that? And over younger ages, you still find a huge high percentage where they basically have hypothyroidism and somatopause.
Wow.
Virtually no growth hormone, very low thyroid, everything is kind of screwed up. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, it is. And see, I was just asking about the unexplained fatigue because I know people who like sleep and they wake up and then they're like literally tired still. You know, they had a great night's rest. And I was thinking it was due to a large portion of America has thyroid issue and some of them don't even know it.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is that they don't know how to test it. Their doctors, and this, by the way, covers endocrinologists, too. People don't realize, don't assume your doctor or endocrinologist knows what they're doing. I mean, that's like a very, very sad thing to realize, that if you don't measure reverse thyroid hormone or core body temperature or even a thing called METs, you can do a nasal clamp test and actually measure how much oxygen and how much carbon dioxide someone's generating, whether they're on a treadmill or just sitting there or laying on a table, an exam table. You can actually measure their level of metabolic activity. There's a lot more to this, isn't there?
Right, right.
Yeah, people say, well, I think my doctor understands it. No, your doctor probably doesn't. They've never worked in a physiology lab like I have. They've never done research on intermediate metabolism or understanding epigenetics or polyhormone imbalances or the interplay between your pineal gland, your hypothalamus, pituitary, and your peripheral conversion under the control of your autonomic nervous system. It's very freaking complex. It's not simple. But you can measure it if you know what you're doing. You know, it's like somebody taking a space vehicle and figuring out how to monitor to make sure it doesn't blow up in near space, you know, or flying to Mars or something. You got to know what you're doing. Same thing with the human body. It's very complex, and there's a constant interplay from moment to moment that's actually changing, right?
Right, right. So if someone is curious about, you know, whether they have a thyroid issue or not, what is something that they should ask their doctor to check for, or what's the test that they should...
Well, they should measure free levels of T4, T3, and reverse T3, and high sensitivity TSH. They should measure core body temperatures first thing in the morning and every 3 hours. It doesn't mean if your temperature is not below 35.5 Celsius, you still can be hypothyroid. I had a gentleman who was hypothyroid when he went into a post-viral cardiogenic shock heart failure state in a hospital near Chicago. And I've been consulting over the last 6-7 weeks on him. And when his test came back, even though his core temperature wasn't below 35.5, his TSH was still high, which means we just gave him 2 mitothyroid and neutrodine and the other things in the morning, and he still needed more. So we had to increase and give him the second dosage in the early afternoon. Makes a big difference. In other words, like the old saying, measure twice, cut once. Measure twice, nutraceuticals adjusted. In other words, don't assume things are okay until you've tested. And don't go on symptoms alone. Symptoms are helpful. Testing is better. Thank you, Tony. Just stay right there. We'll get your book. We're going to have Joey Wells on, our motivational speaker par excellence with muscular dystrophy. We're talking for all the people disabled by, say, MS, muscular dystrophy, or other motor disorders, and motivating them to have a life and how to proceed and be an overcomer. We'll be back in a moment with Joey Wells. Stay right there, Tony.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.